Welcome to another great show with myself, Crazy Kevin. What we've got coming up for you? We've got interviews with local businesses, musicians, even some fitness tips for you, and plenty of fun. Sit back, relax, enjoy the Crazy Kevin Show on Power FM. It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got a great gentleman here. What's your name?
Simon Duncan. How you going, Kev?
Oh, good, Simon. Now, listen, you're with the Shoebox Theatre Company. What have you got coming up?
For our 2019 show, we've got Avenue Q coming up. So Avenue Q, a lot of people may never have heard of it before, but it's actually a show that involves quite a lot of puppets. It's sort of a Sesame Street for adults, really. So it's a lot of adult humour, a bit politically incorrect, but involves a lot of puppets. And as part of that, we're actually doing, in the coming weeks, a bit of a puppetry workshop to get people who might be interested in auditioning, but also just anybody who wants to learn the skills of puppetry to come along and learn a new skill, have some fun.
If you're using a puppet, you have to do the voice as well.
Yeah, so the show's quite unique. It's not like the Muppets or Sesame Street where the actors are hidden under a table or anything. They're actually completely visible to the show as well. So they're just standing there with the puppets in hand and just audibly speaking with them. So you can see everything in the person doing. Your mind sort of more focuses on the puppet anyway, which is a good aspect of the show.
So the people, the performers, are they wearing all black, or are they like a ventriloquist?
Yeah, so basically just all in black. So they themselves obviously have facial features and they put expressions into it as well. Sometimes you sort of might watch the live actor, sometimes you might watch the puppet. It's quite good, and there's actually a couple of puppets throughout played by the same person, so you're sort of very tricky for them to be visible on stage but switching voices as well. So it's quite an interesting show that way. It's a bit of a challenge for some actors as well.
So you've got an actual puppetry master course. How do you people get involved with that, and when is it on?
Yeah, so we've got the two guys, Brett and Eliza, from Larrikin Puppets. They're based on the Sunshine Coast. They have done puppetry for many, many years, and actually Brett, who owns the company, has been trained by the same puppeteers who do Sesame Street and the Muppets in the US. So they're coming up on the 16th of September. I've got two workshops, a 9:30 and a 2:30. The workshop goes for 4 hours each, so it's quite a long workshop. The people can get tickets and book through toowoombatickets.com.au for more details, or they can look us up on Facebook if they have any questions for us.
So this is quite far in advance when you're doing, the show's not till 2019. Why is that?
We actually do the workshops for about 2 weeks before our auditions as well, so we thought we'd give people who are wanting to audition for the show a bit of a leg up, or a hand up if you're a puppet. So they're wanting to give them a bit of a skill, because it's not a skill a lot of people have. So a lot of people can sing and dance and act, but puppetry is completely foreign to them. So we thought, well, we'll give them a chance to learn some skills before they get to the audition, so they're a bit more teed up and good to go. And they're open to anybody as well. We've got a couple of ladies who work with dementia patients as well, who are going to come to learn the skills to work with their clients as well, and a few teachers who are going to do it in kindergarten classes and that type of thing. So it's not just for people who are auditioning, it's just anybody who's keen to do it. And the show's on in February next year, so quite early next year, which is good. So we're at the start of the year.
So how are you actually going to have the puppets for Avenue Q then?
So we're actually getting a gentleman from the Gold Coast who's built a few Avenue Q puppet sets before. So there's usually about 11 puppets, because there's a few double up of characters for quick costume changes. It's a bit hard to change a costume on a puppet quickly, so you need a bit of a double up. So we're getting those made for us. So there'll be a different puppets to the workshops. The workshops will be with Larrikin Puppets. They have their own set of puppets that they'll come along as well, a whole lot of different characters and that type of thing. But we'll have our own made for the actual show.
So how long has the show been going?
The show started in just off Broadway, and it's been on Broadway for about 15 years. So back in, I think it was 2004, 2003, it actually won Best Musical Tony Award and Best Original Score as well. So the songs are quite hilarious, but also very well written as well. Like, once you've heard them, once you sing along to them type songs. It's great music, very funny, very well written, but it's been going for about over 3,000 shows on Broadway, so it's been going for a very long time, which is great.
Is it a show for all the family, or is it a little bit risque?
It's a little bit risque, a bit politically incorrect, a bit of puppet nudity. Definitely probably your 15 upwards type age group, so not for the kids who enjoy Sesame Street, but definitely for the adults who grew up with Sesame Street and sort of enjoy that bit of adult humour.
Well, Simon, what we'll do, we'll come back closer to the date, have another interview, you can tell me more about the show and also about Shoebox Theatre Company. Yeah. Simon, thank you so much.
No worries, great to see you again.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK. Yeah!
Kevin's Golden Album.
Yes, it's our Golden Album of the Week time. And what have we got for you this week? We've got The Police. Stevie asked for this one. Stevie, thank you very much. Now, The Police were a British rock band formed in London in 1977. For most of the history, the band consisted of Sting, lead vocals, bass guitar, primary songwriter, Andy Summers guitar, and Stuart Copeland on drums and percussion. The Police became globally popular in the late 1970s and early 1980s and are generally regarded as one of the first new wave groups to achieve mainstream success, playing a style of rock influenced by punk, reggae, and jazz. And what we're going to kick off with is Every Breath You Take. It was taken from the album Synchronicity, written by Sting, and the single was the biggest US and UK hit of 1983, topping the Billboard Hit 100 singles for 8 weeks. And the song is considered to be both The Police's and Sting's signature tune. So here we go, Every Breath You Take. And you're listening to the Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Thank you. It's the Crazy Kevin Show in the Crazy House. Having fun on your radio.
Time for our second track off our Golden Album of the Week. Don't forget, if you want a Golden Album, if you've got a musician, a band, whoever you like, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and I'll try and get it on the show for you. Anyway, what we've got for you next, we've got The Police and another track for you. This is Message in a Bottle. It was written by the band's lead singer and bassist, Sting. The song is about the story of a castaway on an island who sends out a message in a bottle to seek love. A year later, he has not received any sort of response and despairs, thinking he is destined to be alone. Oh! The next day, he sees 100 billion bottles on the shore, finding out that there are more people like him out there. The song was the first of their 5 UK number one singles. Rolling Stone ranked it at number 65 on its list of 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. So here we go. This is The Police, A Message in a Bottle.
You need people, I'm falling through this. Crazy Kevin. He's from Oldham. Where the heck is that?
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM with our Musicians Talk, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. What's your name?
Nicky Bomber.
Nicky, you've just been playing down here at the Toowoomba Languages Festival. What's the name of your band?
It's called Bustamento.
Why is it called that?
Bustamento is, it's a bit of a mix-up, actually, because we have been playing reggae and ska music for a very long time, but the music that preceded ska and reggae was mento music and calypso music. And so after my trip to Jamaica, I wanted to start a mento type band. There's a famous artist called Prince Buster, and Prince Buster was named after Alexander Bustamante, which was the first prime minister of Jamaica. And also in Malta, a Bustamante is a boat. And so we just put Buster and Mento and Bustamante. Bustamento works. And so that's the band is a calypso mento band that plays songs that predate ska.
And so how many guys you got in the band?
Seven. Seven.
Yeah. Ranging from all different
ages and everything. And we all live, you know, some of us live in Sydney, some of us in Brisbane, but most of us are from Melbourne. And we've been playing together in various bands for the last 20 years. And so we're pretty close.
So what's type of music do you actually like yourself?
I'm a big fan of calypso and mento and ska and reggae. I like James Brown funk and that type of thing as well, but I listen to a lot of ethnic music. That's my favourite. It's just when you hear world music and you hear music in its essence and it's cultural reference, it makes the most sense for me.
Yeah. So what do you think about Toowoomba's Multicultural Language Festival?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've played at a lot of these festivals, and for me, they're like a United Nations of kind of what the world's supposed to be. Everyone's sharing food, culture, music, happiness, information. There's assistance for people that have suffered trauma or as a refugee, and these events and these kind of this association is really the blueprint for humanity as far as I'm concerned.
Great words, Nicky, great words. Oh, well, you've whetted everybody's appetite now on the radio. Now come on, Nicky, what are you going to play for us?
Well, here's a song called You've Got to Get Your Fez and Vez, right? Or we just call it Fez. And it's all about, you know, just do it right the first time. If you're going to get, you know, if you're going to get yourself a proper bit of a tire or a particular, you know, go to the original. Don't use a copy, you know. And so something my father used to say, you've got to get your fez and fez. That's what my daddy says. Here it is. Sing along.
You got to get your fez and fez. That's what my daddy says. You got to get your fez and fez. And that's what
just do it right.
You gotta get your fez and fez.
Okay, it's time for our third and final track from our Golden Album of the Week, and we've got The Police for you. What we're going to play for you now is Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. This song is notable because it features a pianist, which is uncommon in Police songs, and it dates back to a demo recording in the house of Mike Howlett in the autumn of 1976. If you listen to the chorus, Sting, not knowing any other word which would rhyme with magic, used the word tragic. Stuart Copeland said of this moment, "I remember Sting for years trying to think of a rhyme for magic, as in every little thing she does is magic. I think the only word he could come up with apart from tragic was pelagic, which means ocean going. There I was in my leather pants and punk hairdo, pondering the distinction between ocean going and river going fish." So here we go, a third and final track from The Police, and it's Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Thank you.
It's that time once again. We're back at the World Gym, and I've got the lovely Annalise with me today. Annalise, how are you today?
I'm great, Kevin.
Talking last week all about protein shakes and things, when would I take a protein shake?
Look, ideally, you would want to take it within half an hour of finishing your workout. So that's your anabolic window. So within that half an hour, you want the protein to digest instantly into your system to help muscle recovery, muscle repair, also help fatigue, get those levels back up. So within half an hour finishing a workout. However, you can also take it at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. if it's a whey blend, or instead of turning to the muffin, have a chocolate fudge protein shake instead, which will be a lot better for your system.
Why would I take a protein shake?
Sometimes you may not even need to. It all comes back down to food intake. So if you're hitting your food numbers, if you are really into your fitness and you're tracking your whether it be your macros, your calories, you're hitting numbers, you've got targets, if you have enough food intake with protein, being chicken, beef, something like that, you definitely don't need a protein shake. However, if you're not up to having five to six main meals a day, then yeah, getting a protein shake into your system, maybe three a day, is going to get you 24 grams every time you take a protein shake to hit your numbers. So basically how protein works is the more protein you intake, the lower your body fat percentage will drop. So you do need your numbers to be up there. So basically most people sit around 70 to 80 grams of protein intake a day, which isn't much when they need to be up around 200. So your protein shakes are going to help you reach those numbers. They definitely do not supplement food.
Another amazing fitness tip from Annalise. I'm learning so much with these tips. Annalise, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you.
You're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Oh no, time has run out with us once again. You can go onto our website, which is www.powerfmradio.com.au. Listen to past shows. There's a few podcasts on there as well. So, time to see you. Don't forget, each and every Wednesday and Saturday, live on the radio between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., it's a Crazy Kevin show. Till we meet again, bye-bye for now.